Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another edition of Blind Citizens Queensland Audio News. Hopefully, you have been keeping warm these chilly nights and have not caught too many viruses this winter. In this message, there are three important items we would like to tell you about and give you an invitation to a meeting with our president to attend during August if you can make it. Firstly, and very sadly, the federal government has cut funding to BCA and other similar disability organisations, it should be said. This has meant that several staff have had to leave BCA. The overall drop in funding has been from $2 to $1 million, a huge loss. If you would like more specific detail, please be in touch either with our president, Adrian, or our secretary, Stefan. Their contact details will be provided at the end of this news message. The second item of news concerns the upcoming state election. The BCA Queensland Branch Committee is engaging with the spokesman on disabilities from the major political parties about issues of great importance for our community, such as the need to guarantee continued funding for the taxi subsidy scheme, TSS, in Queensland, and hopefully its extension to other rideshare services, such as Uber, soon. The better management of rideable vehicles, such as e-bikes and e-scooters, so they are not regularly parked obscuring tactile ground indicators. Reassurance as to the continued provision of telephone-assisted voting and requesting access to materials concerning the election in alternate accessible formats. Seeking the restoration of Brisbane's Braille Trail and making the same possible in other places. Again, if you would like more detail on any of those issues, do please ask. The committee hopes that members will contact their local members and candidates to highlight issues of importance to them as blind and vision-impaired electors. Speaking of which, the third item of information we would like to pass on to you is about telephone-assisted voting. To explain, briefly, it is a two-step process. Call 1-300-912-782. This is the Queensland Electoral Commission's telephone voting assistance line. You will be asked to register by providing your name and address. You will be given a username and asked to design, think up, a PIN of 6 numbers. This will be noted. During the election period, when you are ready to cast your vote, you ring back the same number, 1-300-912-782, choosing the vote option on the choice of options. But do not tell them who you are, just quote your username. They will find you and ask for your PIN and then step you through your electorate's ballot paper. Now to the invitation. During August, President Adrian Watson will be holding 3 meetings. On Thursday the 8th, he will be present with the Cairns Low Vision Group. They meet at the Brothers Leagues Club, Anderson Street, Manunda, at 11 a.m. on that day. You would be most welcome to attend. If in or near Toowoomba, please come along on Saturday the 10th. Adrian will be there with the locals, and on this occasion, another of our committee members, Brendan Donoghue, will be there as well. Brendan is Brisbane-based, studying at university, has just started his own business, and who does lots of advocacy with QDN, the Queenslanders with Disability Network organisation. This meeting will be from 12 p.m. until 2 p.m. at McDonald's in North Toowoomba, on Margaret Street, opposite the Grand Central Shopping Centre. The final meeting will be in Brisbane. Yes, Brisbanians, we have not forgotten about you. It will be on Saturday the 17th at Upper Mount Gravatt, this time at the Garden City Shopping Centre Library, easy to get to by transport on the corner of Kessels and Logan Road. The meeting will be from 1 until 3:30 p.m. If you would like more information about any of the items in this audio news or indeed about things to do with blindness or low vision, do feel free to be in touch with either our branch president, Adrian Watson, by phoning him on 0-4-8-1-5-8-7-6-1-2 or by emailing our branch secretary Stefan on queensland@bca.org.au. Thank you for listening to our audio news and have a great day.